Good afternoon and welcome to Stage Talk, a weekly conversation about local theater. My name is Mark Muro.
And I'm Jean Paul, here with our guests Megan Blado and Shane Mitchell to talk about The Courtship of Zack and Ada, which opens tonight with a gala benefit for KSKA at Cyrano's.
Very exciting.
And Shane, this is a brand new play that you wrote.
It is. About 18 months ago, Sandy Harper at Cyrano's approached me and said that she'd received money, a grant from the Alaska Humanities Forum, to do some brand new works based on Alaska to celebrate the 50th anniversary of statehood. And the topic that she asked me to write on was the actual battle for statehood, you know, that 20 years, 15 mm-hmm. years through the 40s and 50s when it was so intense. And originally, I was unimpressed by, you know, writing a historical mm-hmm. play. It's not really what I do. So I was trying to think of how to make it work, and I remembered years ago when Jerry was alive, Jerry Harper, Sandy's husband, that he and I had been talking about such things, and he mentioned that his stepfather, Zack Lusack, had, on the day that he married Jerry's mother, Ada, he then got on a plane and flew to Washington to lobby for statehood. And I went, wow. You know, this dual story of this romance that's so intertwined with the quest for statehood. Now, you know, if you write a play about people and relationships, that's going to be interesting. Because we all know how statehood turned out, right? You know, we're a state, have been for 50 years. We know the end of that story. But when you intertwine this true romance into the statehood, then that's really compelling story. And so that's basically what the play is about in a nutshell.
Which sounds wonderful.
Well, and the thing is it's been super fun to research. I interviewed dozens of people who were alive then and the descendants of people who were alive then. But characters like Bob and Evangeline Atwood appear and the Greenings appear in it. And help me, Megan. The Lusacks, of course.
The Egans.
The Egans appear in it. And so, you know, the actual, we're hoping the people who actually remember these people will come and see this show. And let's face it, there's only so much that an actor is going to look or act like the actual historical character. But there's some theatrical contrivances in it that make it really interesting and fun.
Yeah, Shane wrote a very theatrical show. It has, you know, very modular settings because we travel around all over Anchorage. We go to Club Paris. We are in the Lusack Song building. We're in the 1915 building, which is actually the building that Cyrano's is housed in. Many of the scenes in the play take place on the very in the very room that you'll be sitting in to see the show.
Wow, that's kind of extraordinary.
Yeah.
So you bring it all back home and around. Are there any kind of like sly references embedded in the text that almost like, you know, kind of jump out and only insiders would know?
There are, actually. And I'm going to let the insiders pick those out. I'm not going to tip my hand here. But one of the things that's I flatter myself as interesting about the play is that it's counterintuitive to what people think Alaska is. You know, there's no flannel shirts, there's no bearskins on the wall. And I've got to plug the design team because Lucy Peckham Sound, Frank Hardy's lights, Petra Banks set design, and Aaron Dagan Mitchell's costumes take us right back into the period. I mean, the whole set is all Art Deco, and it's just incredibly beautiful, and it completely surrounds the audience. So as the audience enters, you enter into the world of the play.
It's an absolute transformation
and
of Cyrano's.
You know, I've done hundreds of plays, and even I am astonished. I've done, you know, scads of plays at Cyrano's, and the transformation of that space that Petra has done is absolutely...
Petra Banks.
Yeah, Petra Banks.
She's so good.
Oh, she is. She's remarkable. And then Aaron's costumes, many of the costumes are actually vintage pieces from the day. And so... And so beautiful, you know. I think there's an idea that when we think of Alaska's past, we think of a sourdough imagery. But these people are very elegant, very beautiful. These cocktail parties are very posh. And these people were, you know, there's a line that says, wealthier than God.
I lived there. I lived here then, and believe me, that is very true. When you went to a party, maybe at home, but don't forget, you didn't dress up. But boy, when you went to a party, you dressed up and you wore a hat. And I don't know what I'm going to do for tomorrow night's when we're supposed to dress in the period. Well, I can't get into any. I have some clothes left, but I couldn't get into them. But that's neither here nor there. Megan, what are you playing?
For opening night, what are you going to be?
Well, you know, I found a dress, and I picked up a black dress, so I'm going with the black and white theme and, you know, getting that whole formal to-do. Because I think really that elegance of the time period, I just had no idea before having the opportunity to direct this show what the world was like then, you know.
Well, tell
in 1959.
Are you
right?
Then you're not playing a character in the play.
No, I'm directing the show.
You're directing.
It's been absolutely delightful to work with. We have an ensemble of 6 actors, and we have 2 of them play a multitude of historical characters. 2 of them play Zach and Ada themselves. And then we have a host and hostess played by Dakota Younger and Lindsay Lamar. And they kind of narrate in our historical reference and comedy and all these wonderful things, grand entrances. And it's really delightful.
And who are these actors? Who's playing in it?
Well, Frank Delaney and Blaise Bell are playing the actor and the actress.
Yes. You would know Frank Delaney.
And
Frank being your grandchild-in-law.
So they get to play the Bartletts and
the
Greenings.
The Atwoods.
Yeah. And so they come in and they've got all this different accoutrement that they wear throughout to play different characters. And then Zach Lusack is David Haynes. And Ada Harper is played by Heather Sawyer.
Very good. Oh. Very good.
Yeah, Shane, as far as like research goes, did you interview people for this, or did you go to the library, or did you just like make it all up based on like, you know, hearsay and legend?
You know, it's a little bit of all of that. And one of the things I want to be clear on is that this is, in fact, a work of fiction based on fact. It is a work of historical fiction.
Well, that makes it more interesting, because if you got bogged down in the actual, you know, details and everything, it would kind of, it could get really dry and arid and kind of just, you could lose the thread. Like Megan said, it's very theatrical.
And, you know,
which is what we want.
In the places where we report historical fact, it is historical fact, but you know, some of it is right off the top of my head.
That's great.
For those of you who are just tuning in, this is Stage Talk here with our guests Megan Blado and Shane Mitchell to talk about The Courtship of Zach and Ada, opening tonight at Cyrano's with a gala performance.
And we're super excited about that. In terms of the research that I did, it's a compilation of personal interviews. Just going to the library. I traveled to Valdez to do interviews here in Anchorage, up to Fairbanks. Never made it to Juneau, but I did some phone interviews with folks in Juneau. The only character who we mentioned in the play who's still alive is Neva Egan. And she's in her 90s now, but she's still with us. And just chatting with some of those people is how I got the color, you know? You try to do research, and there's an awful lot of research, particularly about the men, because they go, these are the historical figures, and behind every good man, there's a woman, you know? But I really wanted the women to be in 3D, too. I wanted us to get to know those characters as well. And when you pick up a history book, there's really not a lot said about the wives of these great men. And they are just as interesting, just as compelling, just as charming. And so that all comes from personal interviews, and where history had holes, I made stuff up.
Good.
And, you know, I've got to say that Blaise and Frank do a wonderful job of making each character different, too. You know, between the two of them, they play more than half a dozen characters, and each of them is different and unique and wonderful and still very much a part of the time.
Oh, what's it like directing an actor who has multiple roles? I mean, how much of the character is theirs, and you make suggestions on ways to kind of maybe exaggerate an idiosyncrasy trait to kind of...
Well, you know, for everyone, it's different. And for me, working with Blaise and Frank, it was really, okay, guys, I want to see what you want to do. You know, what do these characters seem like to you? And so they would come in with choices, and then we'd kind of model the choices from there. You know, be like, okay, I need more vocal difference between Neva and Evangeline. I need more physical difference between Bob and Bill. you know, so working with them to just kind of, and they developed over the rehearsal process, much like a lot of this show did. You know, we sat down at the first table reading, and after going through it, we were like, well, we want to see more of Zach and Ada. So, you know, Shane goes, okay, well, I'm gonna write a couple more scenes in here. So, you know, we have this development that was really a dialogue between, you know, director, actors, and playwright, and just very delightful process. We all feel very attached to the whole process.
Well, and speaking of that, Arlisha Jones, who is another wonderful playwright, in fact wrote the first in this series of Alaskan plays, is the stage manager for the show. So to have another playwright right there beside me to go, Arlisha, does that work for you? And for her to go, yeah, or no, was really interesting and helpful. And then Dawson Moore was the very first person to read it after it was completed and to get his feedback. You know, he runs the Last Frontier Theater Conference down in Valdez, and so his feedback was invaluable. And just getting the opinions of other playwrights that I respected during the process was awesome.
And it's been really wonderful to have Arlisha there for me as well. This is the first time Arlisha's stage managed a show before, you know, so we've kind of been diving in together, and to have her there, and just she thinks about things differently than a normal stage manager does, and so provides a lot of insight that I don't necessarily see myself.
And before I forget it, I wanted to plug that this show is a multimedia show. We take actual media from the day and project it on the walls and stuff. And AMIPA, the Alaska Moving Image Preservation Association, was really crucial in helping me there.
So you have slides and films?
Slides and film, and it's very, very interesting there. And family-friendly. There's something there for everybody. So I hope all of Anchorage will show up.
Sounds like a great ride.
Oh, it is.
Can't wait to see it.
Terribly funny, wonderful cast, very unique production values. I think everybody will love it.
Well, that's all the time we have. So thank you very much for coming, Shane Mitchell and Megan Blado, and talking about The Courtship of Zach and Ada, which opens tonight at Cyrano's.
Always a pleasure to be here.
Thanks for having us.
And now it's time for the stage talk calendar. Anchorage Community Theater begins their season with Harvey, which continues Thursday through Saturday at 7 p.m. with a Sunday matinee at 3 through October the 25th. This show runs at the ACT Warehouse Theater located on East 70th off Old Seward Highway. For tickets and more information, call 868-4913 or go to acthome@gci.net.
There will be an audition of comedy routines, 5 to 10 minutes long, for the upcoming comedy tournament, Make Alaska Laugh, which will run November 7th to December 12th at Club Soraya. Auditions will be Thursday night, October 15th at 7:30 p.m. at Club Soraya. Again, those will be 5 to 10 minute stand-up comedy routines. For more information, call Jamie at 350-6460.
And this weekend only at Out North, a new work of dance, music, and theater premieres by Alaska choreographer Emily Johnson entitled The Thank You Bar. This show runs tonight at 7 p.m. and 9 p.m., then again tomorrow night, Saturday, at 7 and 9 p.m., with a final show on Sunday at 4 p.m. at Out North, located at 3800 DeBar Road. For tickets and more information, call 279-8099 or go to www.outnorth.org.
And opening tonight at Cyrano's, a world premiere, The Courtship of Zach and Ada, which will be running Thursday through Saturday at 7 p.m. with a Sunday matinee at 3 p.m. at Cyrano's Playhouse. And tonight, opening night, is a benefit for KSKA. And it's a gala catered by Club Paris. That's tonight at 7 o'clock. For tickets and more info, call 263-ARTS or go to centertix.net.
Well, that's it for this week's Stage Talk. If you'd like to download free podcasts of Stage Talk, visit our website at kska.org. Thanks for listening. Until next time, I'm Mark Muro.
And I'm Jean Paul for KSKA.